Yeah, I had been thinking about leather gloves and like workers' gloves. I had been thinking about a large, maybe masculine size man. I got the large man glove for men. I wanted something bigger than my hand. I've been thinking about disguise, and how to start to slowly cover up the body. So not walking right on stage in a full disguise, but sort of the subtlety of covering up my hands with gloves that were sort of the same color as my skin, but would create a larger silhouette, and had a tactile, people could hear the leather, so they knew that those were gloves. So it's a really simple beginning in a larger idea of costume, also a concept of disguising the body. And I think what ended up happening in the performance on Thursday was it gave me more information to work with, almost like how the information that I get from other bodies when I'm collaborating with people. It gave me some attention and some focus. So that I wasn't just, so that I almost had a problem to interrogate or something. And I sort of, even though they were the gloves ended up being highly expressive because of the sound, and they were the only object, so people went to them, gravitated toward them, obviously. But I think they also obscured the expressivity of my hand. They gave it a different kind of expression that was more, I don't know what I haven't figured out what it was yet, but maybe cartoon-like or, I don't know, more like paws because of how big they were. I couldn't do fine-tuned, delicate gestures with my hands. It would just be a glove coming up. Or a fist or something. So that was interesting for me to have something to have my attention on, and for movement and expression to come from this very focused place rather than just, here I am, the 8-year-old dancing around the room for you to my favorite song.